100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die. .com. Not dead yet. Not frozen to death yet. It went from bleh to temperatures were in the 70s. I mean, that's just messed up, man. Anyway, I'm not gonna complain about, you know, it being nice out. Although I had to replace the patio umbrella, I got one with lights built into it. The lights let you know where the umbrella is, and that's pretty much it. So if I want to do any reading out there, yeah, I'm gonna need a reading lamp. Anyway, enough complaining. How about I tell you about this weekly challenge thing? I post the topic, you come up with the stories. Okay, I've told you about the weekly challenge. The topic this week was wine, and we got a whole bunch of stories in. So let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll be back afterwards to complain about something.
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus, returning again for Weekly Challenge 775 and the topic of wine. It felt kind of appropriate with wine that I continue with this story of James and Natalie. So here's my story entitled Anticipation. After their week in San Francisco, James was anxious to get to Napa. You could say it had been a whirlwind, his and Natalie's courtship. He couldn't help but smile to himself, thinking of how far they had come. He breathed a little more easily once they had cleared the Golden Gate Bridge and were headed past Sausalito. He was never comfortable driving over bridges. As he continued driving, he began to realize he was still anxious, not because of a bridge, but because of the little box in his coat pocket, and because of Natalie's answer to his question. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Galactic Battle Base Space Dust, which is available for the next 2 days for free from Kindle at Amazon. If you're interested, go pick it up. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 775, with a prompt of wine. Here's my story. The chief handed Mrs. Blanket Maker a slip of paper. Here's an Airbnb we've rented for you. It's called the Wine and Cheese, if you please, bed and breakfast. Apparently, they have a deal with a local winery and stock the place with a bunch of little sample bottles of wine and all the cheese and crackers you can eat. And you can stay as long as you need to find a new place. Bilbert's hopes lifted.
You mean we don't have to move away?
The chief winked at him. Not yet, anyway. There's still work to do right here. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tora Brezoino here, with a story or philosophical reflection on the subject wine. When the wine has been drunk, the bottle is discarded. When a teaching comes into the world, it comes in a bottle, that being the individuality of the teacher, the time and place where he appears, and the types that he draws to himself. One day, the teacher is gone, for such people live and die as do we all. The wine poured out, his students thereafter venerate the empty bottle, worshipping the dead husk of his teaching. Those who would discard the bottle and seek the source of the living wine that he brought are driven away as heretics.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. When I bought the house, I had only one stipulation. I didn't care about the state of repair, the number of bedrooms, or whether the shrubs were well established and cared for. The only thing I insisted upon was a wine cellar. A large wine cellar, dry and with thick walls. The agent thought I was a connoisseur, someone of refined tastes, and an eye for quality. Which, of course, I am. And, you could say, I do enjoy a ruby red claret. So why not come over? Sample my hospitality. I'll keep a space on the rack for you.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Wine. I live in the wine country. No, really. Not that sugar-injected region known as New York, or that Eurotrash region outside of Paris. I'm talking about the Napa Valley, a land hip-deep in volcanic red soil. Of course, having taste buds raised in Chicago took a fair amount of time to mature. Also, getting over the idea of a bottle costing a day's pay is, well, now reasonable, also took some time. When I was young, wine choice was binary. Now it's more taxonomical. But really, it's about the pairing. What wine goes with Captain Crunch? And that's it for this week. Good night, America. Wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzy here, and this is my story for this week. Everyone sat at the table and toasted. Everyone smiled. Yes, that fake smile that goes well with wine and the possibility of a new job. He thought about the cool car he would buy, the shiny new apartment, even the weekend lodge by the lake. And then he blurted out that stupid thing. He had to say it, didn't he? Why? Because he was a moron. This wine is not one of the best I have had. No more job for you, you simpleton. Why had he decided to apply for a job at a winery? He didn't even like wine. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, everybody. This is Richard, and here's my story on the topic of wine. It's called Miracle. Yeah, turning water into wine. Just a cheap parlour trick, really. It's not like anyone checked the jars for the false water trays. Feeding the 5,000. Well, did you see the food come out of the baskets? Of course not. Because it didn't. All misdirection and sleight of hand. As for Lazarus, well, could have been anyone wrapped up in those burial cloths. And it was. Of course, people want to believe in miracles. And nobody looks too closely in the heat of the moment. You're going to love my final trick. It'll be the stuff of legends. All done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Never conduct a séance with a cheap bottle of wine, or candles, or dishes. You need the finest of everything to summon spirits. The cheaper the place settings and decorations, the weaker the gateway you will make between worlds. And should you manage to summon something from beyond, the harder it will be to send them back. So, should you get lucky and entice a greater demon from the pits of hell to your living room with paper plates and Mad Dog 20, well done. Not that I would call you lucky, seeing as you're going to be stuck with him.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of wine. You can check out more about the stories and links to people's sites and the text of the stories and archives of the story, all sorts of crap over at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Oh my God, the stuff that's there. Thousands of stories. You'll never sleep again. Okay, what else? The topic for next week? It's a pick two. Go to the website. You'll see it there in the corner or up on the feed. And by the way, if it took you a while to come up with a story and you're like, oh my God, it's too late. It's never too late. You can send it in and I'll go ahead and put it up on the feed in a separate post. How's them apples? Oh crap, I forgot to buy apples this week. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, you know, when the power goes out, the first thing you do, and you know it's going to be out for a long time, you eat the stuff in the fridge. Camping rules. The stuff that'll spoil first, you eat first. So, yeah. I had to fill up the refrigerator for expensive. Anyway. Oh, as always, keep it brief.